If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, I'm just listening to BJ just go on and on and on and on and on and
about
on
what?
About Christie Brinkley.
Yeah, man, it looks good.
She's 71 years old. I admire that.
Yeah.
People that can pull that off, you know?
Well, she probably goes to facial aesthetics.
I'll bet she does.
Yep, so there's always
they
that.
They did a good job on her, man.
I will tell you, it is interesting to me. I go to facial aesthetics, and it was, what, last Tuesday or Wednesday? Well, just now the Botox is kicking in. It's such an art that they can, like, find the muscles to relax, you know, when they put the Botox in, and then they relax it, and then all of a sudden you don't have those wrinkles that you did. It's so bizarre to me. I mean, they just find, like, you know how, see how you have that big line in between your two eyes?
Yeah.
That big crevice? Right, yeah, that, like, that Grand Canyon.
It's manly.
But the weird part is, though, they know exactly, like, where to find the muscles that control that, and then you look relaxed, and then you won't have that anymore.
That is wild.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
lose it, though.
Well, you did that one time, and you liked it.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's back, and I love it.
We can get some spackle. Yeah. I told you that. We can go to Home Depot and just... spackle it up.
I like it.
I know you do, pumpkin. Anyway, yeah. So, and this is a this is a shameless plug for facial aesthetics because I love them and I think they did an amazing job on my face. So I appreciate them. All right. You know what does not look good is Britney Spears' teeth. Everybody is talking about what the heck happened. You know, she posted that video where her fingernails are all. She doesn't have them. Done or whatever. And now people are like, look at her teeth. And if you look at her teeth, there's like a space in between them. And they're all kind of, they look a little chipped or something.
She's let herself go.
Yeah. I mean, it's like her veneers fell off.
It's because she started talking to that English accent. It just kind of comes in and takes over and it screws your teeth up.
No.
It's got nothing to do with it.
If you have an accent, it doesn't.
Was that a joke?
Yeah, that was a joke about English teeth.
Oh, about English teeth.
Yeah,
I get
British.
It.
Yeah.
She left you?
Oh, man. I'm starting to make sense now, aren't I? Every time I bring that up.
Yeah.
No, he's not weird. He's not weird at all.
But he's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a good joke.
It's okay.
Okay.
You want to hear my joke? It was horrible. It went like this. Oh my gosh, I have some motivational stuff for you guys. Can you play number two?
It's number three.
You mean three?
All right.
Three of the hardest things for people to say. I was wrong. I need help. Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
It talked all over it again. Yeah. It couldn't just sit there by itself and just be funny.
Sorry about that.
It's fine. Anyway, Britney Spears are saying her teeth are jacked up. It's kind of crazy. I learned something today. I just wanted to share with the class because this is crazy. Did you guys know there's a special way to open up gummy bears?
Like open up the bag?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. I just watched the TikTok. So there's a little tab on the backside of your gummy bears. You pull down the little zipper. There's like a zipper in the back. I know. You pull down the zipper in the back and you can eat your gummy bears with the little slice in the middle. And then if you're not done with them, you roll them up and that little zipper is sticky and you can roll them up.
What?
Yeah. I know. Crazy.
How are we just finding out about this?
Exactly. My life has been changed. It's nuts. I guess you don't eat
gummy bears. BJ, are you not impressed with that?
You don't get the bag of Haribo or whatever.
No, Oreos has the same thing.
Well, yeah, but they show you that.
Yeah.
No, this is unseen. This is.
Yeah, I don't get gummy bears. Well, I don't know.
You just zip it down the back and then you eat them right through
this
the middle.
This has never been advertised to anyone.
I know. It's going viral. Wow. And then you just wrap up. That little thing is sticky and then your gummy bears stay fresh.
See, this is why they can't ban TikTok.
Because that's where I learned it from.
Exactly.
Yep, you are right. Great point. This is kind of a crazy story. So the Model Y was the biggest, greatest selling new car last year. Like everybody who was buying them, it's a Tesla. The Model Y, right? Well, listen to this. So you have all the success, right? Yay for you. Well, then now they're saying today the Cybertruck, and I'm so sorry because I know a lot of you listen and you have Cybertrucks. It was a dirge. They have 2,400 Cybertrucks that they cannot sell at all. They can't unload them. It's $200 million worth of inventory. Nobody wants them, apparently. And if you have a Cybertruck and you don't like it, they won't let you trade it in for a different model. Because nobody will buy a used one.
Yeah, they can't get rid of it.
Yeah. So isn't that
don't they have that problem with all Teslas, though, that nobody wants a used one?
Well, I mean, they're not. But the difference is you can trade in a used one.
You can trade it in.
Yeah, you just can't trade in a Cybertruck. And so it's because nobody wants them. But what a weird, like, talk about going from, like, Model Y, everybody wanted it. It was a thing to, like, this truck that was supposed to change the world of trucks. Yeah. And it just didn't work out. I see him. There's a guy that drives one that's, and sorry if this is you, but, dude, you wrapped yours all ugly. It is red and black stripes.
Oh,
it just looks bad. It does.
Yeah, we've got a purple one in our neighborhood.
You do?
And it's hideous. It's like Bernie, like Barney purple.
Or Bernie.
Barney. You know, not mixed up with the house mascot.
Everybody raved about those trucks, though. When they first came out, you wanted one. Carson, you loved them. Everybody loved them.
Yeah.
Everybody loved them when they first came out. That was the rage, but now everybody's turned on them.
I know. Well, I mean.
It's true.
But they do have some problems. There's some issues with them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anybody that owns one. But every now and then I see a post. But I see a lot of people posting that they're boasting about their truck, too.
Well, I think once you're in it, it's that thing, BJ. You can't
say. You don't want to admit that you bought a Lemon, right?
Yep, you can't say that.
No, I get that, too.
I mean, I will tell you, I will never, ever take another car to 5R and have them build it out because that was a huge mistake. I think I'm the only person that does that.
Well, and I think that all of us have bought a vehicle over time.
What was that?
Spadell, are you okay?
My phone fell.
All right, thanks, buddy. I think all of us have bought a car, some model of a car, because we go through several cars through a lifetime. We've all bought one that we'd never buy again. But at the time we owned it, it was a great car.
Yeah.
We thought we knew it wasn't, but we would lie about it, you know? Because you didn't want to be that person that you got taken.
Like the first one you got.
The Mitsubishi Eclipse?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a classic car. Come on.
He still loves that car.
You'd never buy it again, though.
No. Looking back on it, no.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Could Eric and Lyle Mendez get out of jail by Friday? This is such a weird story. I guess what they're doing is they're saying that the parole board got the case because whatever is Governor Newsom or whatever, he threw it to the parole board. And if the parole board decides that it's manslaughter, then these boys,
they're men.
We'll be out by Friday because they've already served time for manslaughter. So
I think they're just playing with these guys.
I do too. What a weird.
They call them going, hey guys, we about to let you out on Friday.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Joking.
Then laugh and hang up.
It's so bizarre. By the way, TMZ did a little documentary from jail last night, and here's a little bit of it.
Hope for the future is really kind of a new thing for us, I think. I think Eric would probably agree with that. It's not something that we spend a lot of time on. I'm striving to be a better person every day, and I want to be a person that my family can be proud of.
The 360-degree evaluation of where they are, where they've been, and where they're going to be is incredible.
Their entire life, they've been spoiled. They've been coddled, and they've always got what they want, and this is just something they want. They want to get out of prison.
Who I've evolved into, who I've seen Lyle evolve into, I'm beginning to like myself, be proud of myself, and find it okay to like myself. You never know how long you'll be blessed to be on the earth, so we don't just sit around waiting for something.
Crazy, huh? They're gonna be, if they get out, they're gonna be so happy about hair transplants.
Yeah. These guys aren't getting out of prison. I don't see it happening. They shot their parents 14 times.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, they don't deserve to be out.
I agree with that. And then finally, I know you guys are gonna be sad, but Firefest 2 is probably not gonna happen. I guess.
I got tickets.
I know.
I already booked my flight for this thing.
I know nobody saw this coming, but I guess it's not really panning out. All right, there you go, Tablo Trash.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, 72 and sunshine today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. There you go, little Ed Sheeran. Earlier this morning, we did this story about these wolves. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Just want to replay it real quick.
Well, no,
okay?
Everybody's talking about it. It's going viral all over the place.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, because people don't like it.
It's fascinating.
It's scary too.
It is scary that
people can just make animals that don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think we should be doing this.
I don't either.
I really don't.
Yeah.
I think we are playing with something we don't need to be playing with. Okay. You've got these scientists in these labs, and they're taking this gene and that gene and
whose gene?
That pair of genes.
Simmons?
All kinds of genes. No, not a Gene Simmons.
Look, Spadil, I did a joke like you. I did one of those funny ones like you do.
Mine was funny, though.
What?
I said I thought mine was funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't Gene Simmons was funny?
No.
Like that one?
No. Yeah.
All right. They're called dire wolves. These wolves have not been around for 10,000 years. Think about that for a minute.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Yep.
10,000 years. Not even walking this planet. Their day had come and gone.
Most people thought they were like mythical creatures, that they didn't even like actually exist back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Because they've been gone for so long.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
That's like what mythical. That's what all the news agencies are reporting.
That's what the internet said.
Yeah.
They've been gone for 10,000 years, folks.
Yeah.
Not been around.
Nope.
But a couple of scientists got together, Larry and Mo, got together with a couple of genes, and they threw them together and said, we're going to bring them back, man. Here's the story.
In a first for science, biotech company Colossal Biosciences says it brought the extinct direwolf back to life, a species that hasn't walked the Earth since the Stone Age.
The direwolf is the first de-extinct species.
Well known from HBO's hit show Game of Thrones, ABC News given exclusive access into Colossal's lab in Dallas, where scientists are using genes from gray wolves to create dire wolves.
We've taken a gray wolf genome, a gray wolf cell, which is already genetically 99.5% identical to dire wolves, and we've edited those cells at multiple places in its DNA sequence.
I think she's just proud of what they've accomplished.
I think she's a smile talker.
Yeah, I think so too.
To contain the dire wolf version of the DNA. That animal looks like a dire wolf, it will behave like a dire wolf, and it is a dire wolf.
Now, 7 months old, direwolves Romulus and Remus eating well and getting bigger every day.
This is bad.
What's the fascination with wolves lately? Like, why is everybody on the wolf train?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. I just know that this opens the door that whatever animal walked this planet, doesn't matter what it is, at some point they can bring it back.
Well, aren't they going to make a woolly mammoth?
They're thinking
about it.
Yeah,
they're going to try it. Mm.
I don't know if this is a good idea.
I wonder if a woolly mammoth would make a great pet.
Yeah, maybe a good throw rug. Was that funny?
That was
serious,
that was
actually.
Good. Yeah, it's better than Gene Simmons.
But I'm just, and there's scientists are saying that they can't do just one. You got to come back with a male and a female, okay, to keep
so
moving forward, right?
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I just think this is really bad.
I do too.
Bad, bad.
And I don't want to. I don't want to do dinosaurs and all that. I watched that Jurassic Park. It goes bad.
Yeah, really
real bad.
Yeah.
You can't escape.
No.
Those
no.
dinosaurs are fast.
Even though they're on an island, they still get out.
And they're mad.
Yeah. They're really mad. Those little velociraptors.
Oh God.
Oh, that's a pesky dinosaur
terrifying.
Right there, man.
Yeah.
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 All right, there you go.
Okay.
Dire wolves. They're back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie and I are discussing first grade grammar.
We really are.
English.
Yeah, long I's and silent I's. And the silent I isn't really that silent because there's still a "uh."
Well, you know, I'm doing Frog's homework last. Well, he's doing homework, not me. I'm sorry. So I'm helping.
Wow, did you guys all hear that?
My wife gets so upset with me because I do fudge a little bit with this homework.
And where does that get him? Nowhere.
No. Well, it gets me back to the TV faster. So that's where it gets us, okay?
Yeah,
you want where it gets us? I'll tell you where it gets us.
There was a college championship on last night,
dude,
man. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got to do homework for first grader. You got Florida playing Houston for the national title?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Even I watched it.
Yes. So we had to do the long I and the silent I, okay? And we had to take a book and we had to go find these certain words. Like, I-G-H-T, all right? So might, right, that, got, all got the long I's, right?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't find them in the book.
You didn't?
No. I just whispered them into his ear. Right. 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 There you go. Right. Uh-huh. Might.
And then you had to find silent I's, and I said, what is a silent I? And you're like, with. And I'm like, no, it's got "eh" in it. It still has a vowel that has "eh."
It's got it in there, but it's silent.
It's an "eh."
Look, I had a basketball game to watch. With is silent, is silent. They're silent eyes.
Well, then he's just going to go, with it.
Yeah. For all I know, he failed miserably when he got to school this morning. I don't know.
You're right. Okay.
And honestly, I don't care because I saw the ball game last night.
Wow.
It was a good one. It was a really good one.
You know what you're saying now? That guy could have easily picked up that ball, and it wouldn't have been a penalty. Wouldn't have been a turnover.
Know, I wondered how that worked.
All right, let me try to explain it to the audience, okay? So a guy gets the basketball, and we're down to the last second.
And he had possession of it.
And he's only behind by 2 points. All he's got to do is make a basket or somebody make a basket. So the guy takes the ball, and he catches the ball from another player that throws it to him. He goes to shoot, but he realizes that he's about to get blocked, so he just drops the ball down on the floor.
It didn't get hit?
No.
Okay.
He dropped it.
All right.
Yeah, it didn't get. It looked like it was going to get hit.
Yeah.
But it didn't get hit. So he, because he could have grabbed it easily if it got hit.
Yeah,
but
because he wouldn't be the
ball,
last one to touch it.
And he thinks if he dribbles again, that it's double dribble. And it's not, because he never dribbled the first time, is what they're saying now.
Oh, because so he basically just caught it.
They're making this kid feel a lot worse, actually.
Yeah, no kidding.
Did you see him crying?
Oh.
No.
Oh, dude. He was bawling his eyes out.
Oh.
Yeah, because he lost the game for it.
It's a helpless feeling.
Yeah.
He lost the game.
He did lose
the
game.
And now they're piling on and saying, "Nah, what a dumb move. You could have easily dribbled. You could have shot that ball. What are you doing?" Now he's going to cry some more.
I just thought it was shocking that the other team, forget their name, that they have a coach that could play basketball because he is like literally 12.
Yeah.
But why does he look so young?
Florida's coach?
Yeah.
38, I think.
39.
It looks like he's 12.
I know. 38, 39, something like that.
He certainly cannot grow facial hair.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a good game last night. And, I apologize to Frog for screwing up his homework. But, it's a good basketball game I had to watch.
I'm glad that my dad wasn't a sports addict like you are.
No kidding?
Yeah, I never watched TV.
Why do you say that?
Because you get ignored and your homework gets screwed up.
And you get yelled at school.
Good answer. Good answer. Yeah. Makes sense. Oh, well.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
AJ and Jamie.
All right, Jamie.
Why would anybody become an accountant? Sorry.
Funny you should say that.
Yeah.
Three things, actually. Okay. Three things that you need to put on your list today.
I have to go to Highlands Ranch Imports, take my car in.
That's number one.
Yeah. I got to get my taxes done. It just doesn't seem like it'd be fun to deal with clients like me. You know, like, could you just hurry up and get your crap together and get it to me so I can go on vacation?
Well.
Sorry, Ron.
I can tell you from my perspective, it's not easy to deal with you. It's just not easy.
Well, I think I'm a lovely, pleasant human. It's just I'm a procrastinator.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
But I bet they have a lot of people that do that, you know, that call in the last minute. I mean, Carson, who has ADHD and OCD, isn't going till Thursday, which is shocking to me. I can't believe that wasn't on your books like a long time ago.
Well, I'm probably going to so it's like, I want to push that. Yeah.
You know, because as a CPA, all these people that come at the last minute at you and like, I need an appointment. Oh my God. And I'm sure they're like, oh my God, yeah. I just want to go on vacation.
Well, you're considered last moment if you waited till after April 4th, 1st. Right?
Oh, really? Yeah, I don't know.
I think so with the CPA.
All right, so you have three more things or something.
You made me forget now. You have to go take the car.
Yeah.
You have to get your taxes done. Oh, then you got a Zoom call at 1 o'clock.
Wow, what are you, my, like, personal assistant?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure that you get everything done today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I just want to make sure you make the most of your Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay?
I really am not looking forward to today at all. nothing sounds fun. You know, have you ever had those days where, like, just nothing on my agenda sounds
fun? Dread it.
There are certain days that you just have to get things done that you really don't enjoy.
Yeah, but sometimes you just keep pushing it off another day.
Well, sure appears that you're going to push it off to a Wednesday. Right? All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. Hopefully you get something done today.
Yep.
And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.